George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball is on the air. This is the second consecutive season bringing you live Longhorn softball, home and away on GRHS iRadio. The Longhorns have a new coach in Emily Witt, and she's ready to take on the opponents in 26A with a potent mix of veteran and rookie players to help bring a 6A championship trophy back to the ranch. George Ranch Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball is brought to you in part by the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors, the Fort Bend Herald, Rudy's Barbecue, and with continued support of the Lamar CISD Athletic Department. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Keenan Vaughn, Nathan Plunk, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball game.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. I'm Tom Tarando, anchoring our digital doubleheader, number six from George Ranch High School, and our game at Ridgepoint High School for Lady Longhorns, who are trying to bag their sixth consecutive 26A victory at the home of the Lady Panthers. We have Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk standing by down there. Let's go down to Ridgepoint and Keenan Vaughn. Keenan.
Thank you, Tom. We are down here at Ridgepoint High School in Sierra, Texas for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. And you joined me at the right time as Candy Marlowe is up at plate already. Well, everyone, you're listening to GRHS iRadio, the one and only place to get your GR Longhorns Sports live. Like Tom said, they are going for their seventh consecutive victory today, coming off an 11-1 win against the Austin Lady Bulldogs, and currently in third place, the in-district record of 7-3. Ball two called against Marlowe, 2-0 count. A little bit of background, the Longhorns are currently 7-3 and tied with Elkins in third place at District 26A softball standards. Ridgepoint is 9-1 and tied for first. A big crucial matchup for the Lady Longhorns, only a couple of games left in their 2022 season. Right down the middle, strike one. The starting pitcher for the Ridgepoint Panthers is number 7, Bailey Gray. 2-1 count, and there's a hit by Marlowe. Caught by Gray, thrown to first, not in time, ball got away. Marlowe reigned to second. She slides, she'll be safe at second. What looked like a bunt at first has turned into a double for Kennedy Marlowe, and a good promising start for the George Ranch Longhorns. As always, following up her will be number 2, Celeste Campion, shortstop for the Lady Longhorns. We apologize for the rush broadcast. It appears the JV game was flipped, and now we are starting early for Varsity Longhorns softball. But if I haven't said it enough, I will say it over the broadcast. This is a crucial and important game for the Longhorns to win. Campion looks to bunt. That'll be foul tip. Strike one. And I am by myself now, but looks like there it is. There's Nathan Plunk, who should join me in just a few moments. Campion facing an 0-1 count, 0. Kennedy Marlowe on second. Gray stepping up to the mound. The pitch. That one rolling in the dirt. Ball one. Campion dusting off her bat. Lady Longhorns, as I said, coming off an impressive 11-1 victory over Justin Bulldogs. Bunt there by Campion. The throw to first in time. She'll be out. Marlowe running to third, and she will be safe. And joining me now is Nathan Plunk, who is just joining us. Give me 1 second, and I'll get us set up, and we'll get a little bit of word here by Nathan Plunk. All right, we are back, and just joining me now is Nathan Plunk. Carla Dees is at the plate. She just had her first swing and a miss, so strike one called against her. Nathan just joining us. I was telling the viewers this is a critical matchup as Longhorns are in third and Panthers are in first. So any thoughts?
Yeah, this is definitely an important game. And, you know, it's on the road. So the Longhorns, they all left George Vance really early this afternoon. And they're just going to have to play their best work out here, you know, quiet down the crowd and just, you know, do what you've been doing.
Speaking of the crowd, incredible crowd. Carlin Dees to right field. Big hit there. That'll draw in Marlowe. Dees runs to second. She slides. Dees safe. A double for Carlin Dees. Kennedy Marlowe safe at home. And Longhorns take an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, great hit there by Carlin Dees. I mean, she just executed it perfectly. Got the ball right where she wanted off the bat. You got to see that showcasing speed there to make it into second for a double.
Definitely the kind of start you want against a team that is currently tied for first. Mariah Garner now at the plate. She pops that one up. That'll be into foul territory. Strike one. And Mariah Garner currently possesses the only 2 home runs that the Longhorns have had all season. And if we were handing out awards, she would definitely get certainly the most valuable player award as she's coming off an incredible performance against the Austin Lady Bulldogs. First, she hit a 2-run home run and is looking to further increase this lead for George Ranch. 0-1 count, 1 out, Dees on second, 1-0 Longhorns. Gray at the mound, the pitch. That one again popped up by Garner, strike 2. And the wind is blowing ferociously towards right field. A little bit of gray in the sky. And as I was saying before, a great crowd on both sides coming to see this, what should turn out to be a great matchup between these two squads. That one in the dirt, ball 1. Garner now 2-1 count.
Yeah, great job there by Garner just to keep a steady eye and not go swinging at anything she sees. And really that's what, as you mentioned, makes her such a valuable player to the team is having that good discipline.
The pitch, that one up high. Ball 2. Dees is thinking about running to third. She'll stay at second. If just joining us, welcome into GRHS iRadio. We got Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball against the Ridgepoint Lady Panthers. Great hit by Carlin Dees, drawing Marlowe. 1-0 Longhorns. That one popped up over the stands, over us. And we will remain at a 2-2 count. Ryan Garner showing ferocity already. The Longhorns showing a big reason why they are on the 7-game win streak that, or excuse me, 6-game win streak. Hopefully, they will make it 7 at the end of this ballgame. Garner in bunt position. Gray the pitch. That one hit right to Gray. She'll throw to first, and that'll be out number 2. Dees will run to third. She will be safe. Now Dees in scoring position draws up number 1, Kate Dolan.
Yeah, and overall, I got to say, I think that's a pretty good play. You know, if they had a do-over, I think they would take it again. Yeah, you got an out, but, I mean, you advanced that runner one more base, and, you know, just any single now will get them in and make it a 2-0 ball game.
Again, Kate Dolan out the plate. She hits that one to the second baseman. The throw, good, and that is the end of the top of the first inning. Longhorns already up 1-0 against the Ridgepoint Lady Panthers, and they will take their first turn on defense. So stay with us here on GRHS iRadio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball alongside Nathan Plung. I'm Keenan Vaughn, and we'll be right back after these quick messages.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Agrees. High school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas High School Sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, let's head back out to Ridgepoint High School. Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk.
Thank you so much, Tom. We're back here at Ridgepoint High School for Lady Longhorns varsity softball. We're already done with the top of the first inning, where Harlan Dees drove in Kennedy Marlowe to make it a 1-0 ball game. Over Ridgepoint ended with two quick outs. Now we find ourselves here at the bottom of the first inning with Ridgepoint lining up their first few bats. And that will be number 15, second baseman Jade Uresti, the first batter up for the Ridgepoint Panthers. If you haven't mentioned it enough, we sure will. The Ridgepoint Panthers are currently 9-1 and tied for first in 26A. The Longhorns are 7-3 and tied for third place in 26A. However, Ridgepoint did come away with a win. Longhorns going out by promising start in looking to make a case of why they could have a piece of the pie in the first place share. And what's shaping up to be a promising ball game so far, Nathan? Any thoughts on Longhorns heading on to defense for this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, you had a great first half of the inning there. You just want to keep that going, you know, keep riding that way. You show that your bats are on fire today. You do have the hitting, and now you're trying to play defense to back it up.
As always, Noah Thompson, number 7, will be starting off pitching for the Longhorns. Right down the middle, strike 1 against Uresti. Pitch 2 incoming. That one hit over Kubion, but into foul territory. Strike 2. Both crowds and dugouts showing a lot of support for both squads. And what is normally their biggest strength will have to be especially what keeps them in the game. As Ridgepoint takes their first turn on offense. Definitely not a squad to be messed with. Out to the left, barely outside, and that will be called ball 1. No strikes, two strikes, no outs. No one on base, bottom of the first. That one popped up into the stands. Romina. Appears to be a 1-2 count.
Yeah, and great job here so far by Noah Thompson, you know. First batter of the game, still getting in your pitches. But so far, I mean, he's just riding the zone, really attacking. So I think we're going to see some really good stuff out of him today.
Uresti, 1-2 count. And that one, top left, ball 2. Thompson just outside on that one. And I'll repeat what I always said at the beginning. She always loves to use her first few pitches as to set the pace for what we can expect throughout the game. The 2 straight strikes is now a 2-2 count. That one was popped up into foul territory. And again, the wind is ripping towards right field, but could be impacting some of her pitching ability. Uresti, 2-2. The pitch by Thompson. That one hit out. Pass Palenko. And that will be a single for Jade Uresti, the second baseman for Ridgepoint.
Coming to the plate for LA Panthers shortstop, number 2, Glenn Simmons.
Our PA announcer just did announce number 2, 66, or excuse me, number 2 shortstop, Malin Simmons, is up to the plate for Ridgepoint. The first pitch by Thompson. A bunt here. Johnson can struggle to grab it. She couldn't grab it in time. She bobbled it. And Uresti goes to third, and she is safe. She got past third baseman, or the shortstop, Celeste Compion. And now Ridgepoint has runners on third and second. A little bit of an error there, Nathan.
Yeah, and I understand that decision there to throw to the shortstop, but overall, I mean, from an outside perspective, of course, I don't think that was the right move. Shortstop also on the run, so in motion with that runner. And I think, you know, just tossing over third base may have had a better chance. Didn't quite work out the way the Lady Longhorns wanted.
Coming to
the
box for the Lady
Panthers. Just haven't given up any runs, and they just got to keep focused on that.
After a quick little meeting up at the pitching mound, the
infield defense will head back to their bases. Looks like we might have a little bit of an injury here. The third base runner, number 15, second baseman J.D. Uresti, after sliding at third base, she's heading to the dugout currently after what could be a little bit of an injury. And we await a designated runner for her. Number 16, third baseman, Grace Yannick, heading up to home plate. We're still awaiting the designated runner here. And finally, looks like Jade Uresti emerges from the dugout. She
coming to the box for your Lady Panthers. Third baseman, number 16, Grace
Yannick, back at home plate. Waiting the first pitch from Thompson. Outside on the right, ball one. In a nerve-wracking situation, I call it the perfect situation that any offense wants. Potential for two RBIs here. Yannick trying to drive them in, popped up over to right field and caught by number one, Kate Dolan. However, Jade Uresti will run to home. We are now tied at 1-1. There's only one out here in the ballgame.
Come to the plate for Lady Panthers. Catcher number 12.
Great hustle there by Kate Dolan to get that. It really limited what could have been a bad situation. If it lays fair, then it could have drove in more runs, but they limited it at one.
Yeah, and we'll also see that Vano on second move up to third base. So another scoring position here for the Ridge Point Lady Panthers as well.
And driving in that potential scoring position will be number 12, catcher Reagan Green. First pitch outside, ball one. And Thompson struggling to get it inside of the strike zone. 1-0 count. That one popped up. Garner has it. She catches it. Out number two. And that's really something that really requires great practice and discipline. And we've seen a lot of catches like that with Mariah Garner. And another fantastic play for us. These are the highlights for Mariah Garner.
Yeah, and I mentioned it in last week's Tuesday game, I believe. That's what you want from a catcher, you know. Can frame the pitches, get them really well. But also on those pop-ups, you know, behind the plate, she does a real good job just getting there, finding the ball, and making it easy out, really.
Next up, number four, Riley Shipp, the left fielder for the Bridge Point Panthers. That went right down the middle, strike one. Had the perfect amount of mustard on that one. Winning the pitch. Thompson. That one outside to the left. No. And it looks like great timing by Mariah Garner. Number two, Malene Simmons was off of the third. It was off third base. Garner threw it to Jessica Johnson. However, it was not in time. She will remain at third base. Shipped out. Pops that one up to left field. And the Longhorns are there. They make the catch, and that will end the first inning officially. The score is now 1-1. We'll head into the second inning. The Longhorns will have another crack at offense and potential to take the lead once again. So, for Nathan Plunk, I'm Keenan Vaughn, and you're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're in the right place. This is live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball with Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk on GRHS iRadio.
All right, it's the top of the second down at Ridgepoint High School. Let's head back out there with Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk.
Thank you so much, Tom. We are back out here at Ridgepoint High School in Siena, Texas. It is the top of the second inning. The score of 1-1 here as the Longhorns take on the Ridgepoint Lady Panthers in a juggernaut matchup between two powerhouses of District 26A. Nathan, tell the viewers a little bit about what exactly we saw in a pretty exciting first inning.
So I came in a little late, but as I was coming in, I believe Celeste Pompion ended up coming up to bat, and if I'm not mistaken, believe hit a run across the score. Is that right, Keenan?
I believe it was actually Carlin Dees. However, it was Celeste Compion that did hit a double and drove Kennedy Marlowe to third, who Carlin Dees would drive in.
I knew I had something with that, but real good job there by the Longhorns so far. Really looking at the team. Great defensive inning as well on the bottom.
And more excitement to come as, excuse us, we just missed a single by number three, Macy Burks. That one, a drive right down past the first baseman and second baseman. Now it is number 14, Jessica Johnston, up to bat. It's like Coach Emily Witt will stay with the lineup we saw against the Austin Lady Bulldogs with Jessica Johnston near the, instead of being the end of the batting lineup, she will be, I believe, third to last in this lineup. That one outside, ball one. Bailey Gray still at the mound for Ridgepoint. Again, the score is 1-1 with Burks on first.
Make them work, make them work.
Second pitching coming by Gray. That one just up top. They'll call that ball two. A good eye there by Jessica Johnston. Definitely one of those pitches where they want you to take the bait. 2-0. Swing and a miss by Johnston. And that will be 2-1 count. And kind of jockeying between an offensive and defensive matchup. Definitely one of those matchups you love to see where it's both sides of the field coming out to play.
Yeah, and it is really even, but I feel like the offense may have the upper hand here. I don't know if it's the weather or if the players are just excited to get out there, but we are seeing quite a few base hits and some aggressiveness on the base running cap so far.
3-1 count against Jessica Johnston. Swing and a miss by Johnston, make that full count. And speaking of the weather, it is, we do have a big patch of gray clouds heading our way. However, no lightning or rain so far, just wind ripping towards right field. Full count. Swing and a miss by Jessica Johnston. Still strike out, and that'll be Bailey Gray's first strikeout of the game. Out number one in the top now of the second. That brings up first baseman Cameron Kuvion. And Nathan, we've always talked about the greatest strength for the Longhorns and why they are at the position where they're able to have six straight wins is the depth throughout the team, and really, no matter what batter steps up to the plate, they have the potential to make a big play. Real quick, Macy Burke running to second after a bad throw by Gray gets away from the catcher, and Burke will now be at second with Kumion staying at home plate.
Yeah, and that in-depth roster, like you were saying, that's really what separates a good team from a great team, and I feel like that's also one of the many reasons why we see the Longhorns sitting tied for third here. And they're trying to come out of this with a win, and so that, you know, they are a great team, and they have the abilities.
And a bunt there by Kuvion. However, ump will call that foul. Burks heads back to second. Kuvion heads back to home in what Tom Ferrando would surely call the walk of shame. Is now, call that a 0-2 count against Cameron Kuvion. Correct me on that, 1-1. One out, runner on second. That one down low, make that ball two.
And one thing I noticed there on that last one, obviously with the bunt, you see the third baseman run up to try to cover, protect that. But that's also leaving third base open. Shortstop isn't really covering that. So potential steal opportunity there for the Lady Longhorns runner on second.
And a bunt there by Cameron Kuvion on the throw to first in time. She'll be out at first base. Burks will be safe at third. And that was a critical situation. Heading up to bat is number six, second baseman, Ella Kalenko. And yes, Brooks is on third. All they need is one hit in the long pitch. We'll take back the lead they got in the top of the first inning. Both crowds nearly on their feet here. Great showing, despite the unlucky weather. That one down low. 1-0 count, two outs, runner on third. We're tied at one run to one run. And that one, a hit by Ella Kalenko, that will go foul. And again, it really, Nathan, this is kind of something I would sure Coach Witt would practice, a situation where you want to have good plate patience and wait on the right time to strike. Kalenko again pops that one up, foul. And really where you want to make sure that you maximize the potential here to drive in a run.
Yeah, really big opportunity here for the Lady Longhorns, but you got to be careful. They're all two outs, so a lot is at stake, and this may have a really big tie turning of the game.
Kalenko pops the one up. Second baseman grabs it, throws to first. It is in time, and that is the end of the second, or top of the second inning, as Ridgepoint heads back on offense. Still tied 1-1 here over at Ridgepoint High School in Siena, Texas. From right back here on GRHS iRadio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. I'm Tina Ball, alongside Nathan Plunk, and we will be right back after these quick messages. Stay tuned.
Summer is barbecue time. Root is barbecue. Time for our slow-smoked brisket, sausage, or ribs. For 25 years, Rudy's has been the official barbecue of summer. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back out to Ridgepoint High School. Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk. Guys?
Thank you so much, Tom. We are back out here at Ridgepoint High School as the Lady Longhorns are warming up here, preparing for the bottom of the second inning against the Ridgepoint Lady Panthers. Welcome back to GRHS iRadio, everyone. So glad to have you here for a great matchup between the first place and third place team here for District 26A. And early promise shown on both sides as Ridgepoint prevents the Longhorns from getting up further in the top of the second inning, and they will head back here on offense to bring in Nathan Plunk. Nathan, as I said, you know, really impressive what I've seen on both sides for offense and defense for both teams. So heading into the bottom of the second on defense, anything you're thinking specifically for the Lady Longhorns to be successful in this inning?
Yeah, I mean, you really just got to stick with it. And part of the problem, I want to say, with the bottom of the first inning was giving up a few of those errors. It advanced some of the runners a little farther than need be. And so I feel like just clearing your mind, I mean, it's a fresh inning. You know, just go back to doing what you know best. And I feel like you have a really good shot at it.
Right down the middle, strike one, Nora Thompson. Starting pitcher for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. Facing off against number seven for Ridgepoint, number seven, Bailey Gray, the starting pitcher, hit out to left field. Call by the Longhorns, caught by left fielder Kennedy Marlowe, and out number one for the bottom of the second is in the books. Next up is number 27, defensive player, or designated player, might be, is number 27, Allie Rezac. And both teams showing no problems getting runners on base from the scoring part. That is the really the deal breaker between being in control of the game and being behind. Strike one call. That one, a beautiful fastball by Nora Thompson. Pitch number two. Zach hits him one up. Excuse me, against the net. Strike two. One out, no runners on base. 0-2 count against Ali Rizak with Nora Thompson on the mound. Nora Thompson so far keeping these batters in check. Swing and a miss by Rizak in the first strikeout for number 7, Nora Thompson. Over the past few games, they've been able to agree that she has been showing tremendous improvement and really showing off her great pitching skills over the past few games.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And if you disagree, then you obviously haven't been tuning in because she is just caught on fire these last couple games. And she's riding that sweep. Doing real good stuff here tonight.
Next up is number 10, right fielder Blaine Simmons. That one, swing and a miss, strike one. Nora Thompson back at the mound. Already two outs here at the bottom of the second. That one hit past first baseman Cameron Kubion. That'll be a single for Blaine Simmons. And you hate to see that, as a, especially as an infielder. He gets right past her. I don't really know about it, but really shown that the Longhorns do want to prevent some of those errors you were talking about.
Yeah, it's really hard when that ball just smokes right by you. But I think the team chemistry really comes into play here, making sure you have those outfielders back him up and get ready for any missed balls.
Next up is number 24, Callie Mays for Ridge Point. Ball one outside on the left. But already started as a two-out start. Longhorns looking to put this inning away to prevent Ridge Point taking the lead for the first time in this game. That one down the middle, strike one. That's some extra heat put on by Nora Thompson. Callie Mays is the center fielder for Ridge Point. For reference, 1-1 count, two outs. Swing and a miss. That one, another beautiful fastball by Nora Thompson. And I always say this about her pitching. She plays a little bit of a risky game. She'll put it right where the batters want to hit it. However, she has the potential to throw it at a speed where you can't even have the chance to hit it. That one popped up. Just the Johnson calls it. She has it. And that will end the second inning. That's just shown by Jessica Johnson there. And saved the Longhorns from letting Ridge Point take the lead in this ballgame. So we'll head into the top of the third inning here at Ridge Point High School in Siena, Texas. I'll say different plugs. I'm Keenan Vaughn. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHS iRadio.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 826,000 high school student athletes in Texas have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Texas high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Top of the third inning down at Ridge Point High School, Lady Longhorn softball. Let's head back out to the diamond. Guys?
Thank you so much, Tom. We're back here at Ridge Point High School. Already the top of the order once again for the Lady Longhorns here at the top of the third inning. It's Kendi Marlowe heads. Number 7, Bailey Gray on the mound for the Ridge Point Panthers. Score 1-1 already. Marlowe pops that one up. Second baseman runs. Has it. Diving catch, and she makes it. And an absolutely unbelievable play there by the Ridge Point second baseman, number 15, J.D. Resty. And I always love to say that is something you see on SportsCenter Top 10.
Yeah, definitely really good play there by the Ridge Point outfield. Really good job, especially with the wind that we've been seeing. You know, real good eyes just following that ball and sacking it down the road. So, definitely a good earned out for this one.
Except Celeste Compion, she had a double in the first inning. And a swing and a miss, and a swing and a miss there by Campion. Strike one call. Nobody's called Celeste Campion, a great veteran presence on the team. She is a senior. She's a shortstop, number two. Like I said, she had a double, was critical in having the Longhorns score their one run in the top of the first. The bunt there by Campion, foul tip, strike two. Already 0-2 count, one out, no runners on base. And Rich Point showing their stellar defense early in this game. Rail them out the pitch. That one up high. The first ball called against Campion. And as you might hear me and Nathan mention throughout the broadcast, the Longhorns are excellent in their plate patience. If they don't like pitch that they see, they will wait on it and wait until the moment strikes. However, not in this case, as swing and a miss there, and the second strikeout for Bailey Gray. And that will leave us with two outs already. Carlin Dees heads back up to the plate. She had the critical moment in the top of the first with a double that brought in Kennedy Marlowe. And two outs, no one on base. That one left outside, ball one. Playing the second pitch by Gray. The windup. Swing and a miss. IDs. Hit that 1-1 the count now. And Rich Point making quick work of the Lady Longhorns offense here in the top of the third inning. That one popped up right to the shortstop of Rich Point. And just like that, we are already heading to the bottom of the third inning. The Longhorns defense will have to prove themselves against the stellar Rich Point Lady Panthers. So join us right back here on GRHS High Radio. Also, Nathan Plunk, I'm Keenan Vaughn, and we have Lady Longhorns varsity softball. But don't go just yet, because we have Lady Longhorns varsity baseball coming up at around 6:50 p.m. with Tom Ferrando on the call against the Travis Tigers. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for Lady Longhorns varsity softball after these quick messages. Stay tuned.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Rob!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
You're in the right place. This is live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns varsity softball with Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk on GRHS Radio.
All right, let's head back out to Ridge Point High School and Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk.
All right, back out here at Ridge Point High School in Texas. Bottom of the third inning, 1-1 is your score. We are already at the top of the batting order for the Lady Panthers. Number 15, Jake Uresti, the second baseman, was 1-for-1 so far, heading back up to the plate against Nora Thompson. And clouds still overhead with the wind blowing towards the right field. That one tipped up by Uresti and hard. It'll be strike one. And really, not so much of his as a shootout, but more of kind of a tense buildup, you know, waiting for either team to make a play and really break the stronghold.
Yeah, first 1.5 innings, really exciting. I lost a base runner. Now, not so much. We're seeing a more defensive game. And so I think both sides are just waiting to break out. And I think when one does, it'll be big.
J.J. Resti pops another one up against the net. That'll be strike two called. Bottom of the third. 0-2 count, no outs, no one on base. That one, down the middle, they'll call that ball one. And a huge crowd for this ball game on both sides of the ballpark. 1-2. That one popped up. Klinko calls it. She has it. And she's got it. Out number one caught by Ella Klinko. And as Nathan, we always point out, just great hustle that really shows the great coaching by the Longhorns coaching staff for the Lady Longhorns.
Great hustle, and might I also add, great
job.
Real good job there by the Lady Longhorns to call out who's going to get it. I mean, those players can always end up in a collision. So just real good job, and that's the chemistry that we've been looking at so beautifully all season.
Next up is number two, Marilyn Simmons, the shortstop. She had a double in the first inning. That one, a roller in the dirt. 1-0. I agree with Nathan here. Really, a game where you just have to sit and wait until one team decides to make a move. Longhorns defense holding up so far. Again, another ball called. Make that 2-0 the count. Simmons at the plate. That one popped up. Carlin Dees goes back. She's got it. Unbelievable play by Carlin Dees out at center field. And just like we saw in the top of the third inning, Longhorns are looking to make this one quick and really looking to really put their emphasis back on offense. What'd you say, Nathan?
Yeah, really great job. That ball was smoked right off of the bat. Not a lot of reaction time for the Lady Longhorns. And Colin Dees just really did a great job finding it, getting under it, and coming in with the ball.
Number 16, Grace Yannick, the third baseman, who had an out at the first at first base in the top of the first inning, is back up at the plate. She hits one right to the shortstop. Papillon makes the play. Papillon gets it. Out number three is called. Blazing throw by Celeste Papillon right to Cameron Papillon. And just like that, the third inning is in the books. We'll head to the the top of the fourth inning. Longhorns back on offense, looking to take the lead once again in this ballgame. So stay tuned here on GRHS iRadio because we've got Lady Longhorns varsity softball for you. I'm Keenan Varner alongside Nathan Flung, and stay tuned after these quick messages.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Out to Ridge Point High School again, Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk. Guys?
Thank you, Tom. As always, we are back out here at Ridge Point High School in Siena, Texas. Longhorns continuing their matchup against the Ridge Point Lady Panthers with a score of 1-1. Mariah Garner is at the plate with a swing and a miss there. That already strike one called. Welcome into GRHS iRadio, folks. We've got a good one on your hands. Against the tied for first Ridge Point Lady Panthers and the tied for third Lady Longhorns. And Mariah Garner at the plate. That one outside to the left, ball one called. Mariah Garner had it out to first base. She is currently 0-1. And Bailey Gray for the Ridge Point Panthers is on the plate, on the mound, I should say. That one, Garner absolutely crushes that one out to right field. That one is caught, however. That'll be out number one in the top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, Vio Hall hit really about $5. And I mentioned this at the bottom of the last inning. You know, both teams hit a little bit of a rut, and now we're looking for a breakout. I think Garner is definitely trying to do that breakout for the Lady Longhorns.
He has been the deciding factor and a crucial factor for throughout the entire season, where she is now 0-for-2 so far in this matchup. That brings up Kate Dolan, who pops one over the second baseman. That'll be a single for number one right fielder Kate Dolan. An unbelievable play. We apologize for a little bit of the hastiness there. On the first pitch, Kate Dolan absolutely rushes one out past the first baseman. Now we have a runner on first base. And that brings up number three, Macy Burks for the Lady Longhorns. Burks had a single in the second inning. Spray the pitch. And that one, strike one called. A little bit teetering on the right side. However, they'll call that out or strike one. Second pitch here. That one just outside. 1-1. With Kate Dolan waiting on first base. Truly waiting on. We're just wanting to stay alert as the Bay Longhorns are notorious for their base running ability. Ball two called. 2-1 count. Longhorns looking to reclaim the lead they had in the top of the first inning. That one crushed by Macy Burks out to center field. Center fielder can't quite grab it. Dolan goes to third. Burks to second. Dolan safe at third. Burks safe at second. And a double by Macy Burks. A 2-for-2 performance. Only a single in the second inning. A tremendous play there, Nathan. It gives life to the Longhorns here in the South of the fourth.
Life and loss of it. He fades off there by keeping an eye on the runoff there from Macy Burks. We all know she has the speed. We've seen it before. But she made sure to not take that extra third. She could have made it, but the runner had to wait, make sure that it wasn't going to be called out. So really just great job there, eyes and knowing where your teammates are at.
Miss Gonzalez is out of the plate. She had a strikeout in the second inning. That one outside, ball one called. Runners on second and third. With only one out here in the top of the fourth. Johnson at the plate. He hits that one out. Out to right field. Right fielder has it. Out number two. However, Dolan will come in at home. Burks at third. And the Longhorns have just reclaimed the lead with a score of 2-1. A tremendous play there. Even on a sacrifice fly, really shows the great offensive prowess by the Longhorns that we've seen.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was talking about earlier with that team chemistry. You know, you don't got to go hit a home run every time. You just got to pass the baton and get a few runs in each inning. And just really great job there by the Lady Longhorns showcasing that one tonight.
Cameron Kubion is at the plate. Two outs with Macy Burks waiting at third. That one outside on the left. The ball one. And even though they've already retaken the lead, I'm sure they'd love to extend this one further. Reduce the chances of Ridgepoint chipping away at that one as well. That one outside, once again on the left, same spot. We are now at ball two. Reference. Jeremy Kubion had an out to left field in the top of the second inning. That one rolling in the dirt. Ball three now. And definitely not a situation the Panthers want to find themselves in. They were tied at the beginning of this top inning. And now, potentially, they have a situation where not only one, but multiple runs score. Right down the middle, strike one called. Now it's a 3-1 count. Bailey Gray still at the mound. A little bit of support by her teammate, number two. Colleen Simmons, the shortstop. 3-1. Up top. And Cameron Kupion will walk to first base. Now Burks on third, and Kupion on first.
You know, just did absolutely everything right. And, you know, that's really what you want to see, especially from your 9-hole hitter. Kupion's a real dangerous hitter. Rich Point definitely didn't want to be in that position. And the Lady Longhorns kind of capitalized off of that field and did what they wanted out of it.
And, Nathan, this has also been an incredibly fast-paced game. We're only about 40 minutes have passed, and we're already in the fourth inning. And that hit to Gray. She'll throw to first. And that'll be the end of the top of the fourth inning with Ella Kalinko hitting an out at first base. That'll bring us up to the top of the batting order for the Longhorns. We head into the bottom of the fourth inning here. Ridge Point High School in Siena, Texas. Lady Longhorns take a lead of 2-1. We'll be right back here on CRHS iRadio for Lady Longhorns varsity softball. And go ahead and stick around 6:50 p.m. We'll see you back out to George Ranch High School as the Longhorns varsity baseball squad takes on Travis High School. So join us back here for Lady Longhorns varsity softball here on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, let's head back out to Ridge Point High School. Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome back out here. Bottom of the fourth inning. The Ridge Point Panthers, number 12, catcher Reagan Green, back at the plate. She is overwhelmed with an out to right field at her previous at-bat. Welcome back, everyone, to GRHS iRadio for Lady Longhorns varsity softball on the quest for the Lady Longhorns' seventh straight victory. None other than the Ridge Point Panthers stand in their way. Strike one called for Nora Thompson right down the middle. I also wanted to mention, Nathan, you know what game this reminds me a lot of? It reminds me of the game against the Travis Lady Tigers a couple of weeks ago. You had scoring early in the first inning, and then the Lady Longhorns take a small but sufficient lead later in the game, and they put it away.
Yeah, and another similarity is how good both of the opponents for the Lady Longhorns were. And, I mean, it really just shows that they know how to handle adversity. You know, they know how to play softball, and they're just really looking great out here so far, Keenan.
They sure are. Green crosses that one out to left field, and left fielder Kennedy Marlowe out there waiting. She'll make the catch and out number one already. The bottom of the fourth. Again, your score is 2-1. Longhorns leading the Ridge Point Panthers. You heard that right. Number four, left fielder Riley Schiff is back out at the plate after an out to first base at her previous at bat. Only one strike up for Nora Thompson. However, it's a common case of excellent infielding and outfielding, really buoying up that defense for George Ranch. They look to continue in this matchup. Outside, ball one called. That one a little bit down to the left. Exciting matchup one, so you want to make sure to stay tuned for the next 20 minutes, folks, because this is a matchup you do not want to miss. A lot of implications for District 26A. That one hit out to left field. Marlowe will make the throw. And number four, Riley Schiff will be safe. Riley Schiff. Once again, thanks to our PA announcer for that wonderful announcement. As number seven, pitcher Bailey Gray is at the plate. She had an out to left field. She's 0 for 1. One out. One runner on base. The bottom of the fourth inning. Longhorns leading 2 to 1. That one outside to the right. Ball one. And still a bit of wind here. Still blowing out to right field. Hasn't affected the pitching or hitting much. We still have clouds out in the sky. Left field. Kennedy Marlowe makes the catch once again. All three previous batters have been out to Kennedy Marlowe at left field. Two of the three. She's made an outstanding catch. Now two outs. Defense shown by the Longhorns consistently. You love to see it, Nathan.
Yeah, they did give up that one, get that runner on first base, but has held them there so far. Two outs, real good place to be for the Lady Longhorns. As you know, three more strikes, one more out, that'll get them out of this inning, and they'll get another chance to bat and add on.
Number 27, designated player Allie Rezac, is at plate. She struck out in her previous at bat. The only strikeout for Nora Thompson so far in the ballgame. Again, a runner on first, and Rezac crushes that one out to right field in the throw to Kalinko at second base. Over Riley Schiff will be safe at third base. And with two outs, it's turning into a potentially dangerous situation. You got that right. Blaine Simmons, the right fielder, got a single in a previous at-bat for Ridgepoint, is up to bat. And Nathan, a runner on third, runner on first, two outs, and a batter who had already had a hit earlier in the game. This is, don't need to say much, it's a critical out for the Longhorns.
Yeah, Panthers trying to come up with a two-out rally here to tie up the game, and the Lady Longhorns is going to have to play their defense. We know they have an ace on the mound for Noah Thompson, so just getting those pitches in the zones, we're out of reach of the batter, and, you know, they still have a really good start of coming out of this one ahead.
That one outside, I'll make it a 1-1 count. Against number 10, Blaine Simmons. Riley Schiff waits at third base. And that one hit out. However, they'll call that foul. That one rolled towards Cameron Kubian at first base. And the count now 1-2, two outs. Again, a runner on third and first. Important if the Longhorns wish to maintain their 2-1 lead here. Thompson with the pitch. Outside. I'll make that 2-2 now. And I maintain what I've said. This is really not a game with high score, but more of a game that makes you hold your breath and wait till the very last pitch. Thompson and Simmons hits that one out. Caught by Kalinko. She'll flip it out to Cameron Kubion for the third out. And with two runners on base, they'll stay on base as the Longhorns head back to the dugout, still maintaining their 2-1 lead. So head and two, the fifth inning. So stay with us here on GRHS iRadio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. I'm Nathan Flunk. I'm Keenan Vaughn, and you are listening to George Ranch Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball right after these quick messages.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away, but they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
All right, bottom of the fifth inning coming up at Ridgepoint High School. Lady Longhorns lead the Lady Panthers 2-1. Back out to the ballpark, and Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk.
Thank you, Tom, as always.
and it looked like leading off the top of the hill for the Longhorns left fielder number 8, Kennedy Marlowe.
Yes, Kennedy Marlowe, who's at the plate and is actually top of the fifth inning here at Bridgepoint High School in Siena, Texas. Longhorns looking for their 7th straight victory against the Bridgepoint Lady Panthers. Strike one call. That one kind of a floater down the middle. Strike one, 0-1 count. Marlowe 0-2 so far in the ballgame. That one just outside, down to the left, ball one. Welcome into GRHS iRadio, everyone. Be sure to stick around, because at 6:50 p.m., we have a digital doubleheader for you as we'll send it over to George Ranch High School and Tom Trando for varsity baseball. But by Marlowe, out to the plate, and she is safe. A little bit of a bump there by Marlowe with great speed. She is safe. That'll be a single for Marlowe. And that brings up
Celeste Campion,
number 2, shortstop for the Lady Longhorns, who is 1-for-2 in this matchup. Definitely one to watch out for, because Marlowe and the Longhorns are notorious for stealing those bases, so gotta be careful. Campion bunts here, and the second baseman throws first in time. Campion out at first, however, Marlowe safe at second base. Tricky situation there. Marlowe was off the bag for just a split second. However, runner on second.
Now batting for the Longhorns, center fielder number 11, Carlin Bees.
And I mean, with his speed that we've seen, even getting it on the bag, I wouldn't be surprised to see what there. I think she wants that third.
Swing and a miss there by Carlin Bees. Strike one. Carlin Bees is 1-for-2 with a double.
My stuff is shortstop.
And up this ball, crazy.
I should have brought you a whole head of lettuce tonight.
Oh, 1, 1 out. Runner on second. That one popped up against the net. It's 2 count now. Bailey Gray, the starting pitcher for Rich Point, is still on the mound. Longhorns leading 2-1 here. This could be a defining moment in their season. Carlin Bees popped that one out. Slipped to the left field. In the foot. The Harlow one was there. Carlin Bees was there. And Harlow stayed at the plate. Carlin Bees stayed at second. And no, that throw. Bees runs the third. Bees is safe. A triple for Carlin Bees. Unbelievable hit there by Carlin Bees. And Kennedy Marlowe stayed at the plate. That was a 3-1 ball game. Nathan, what's the perspective?
Now batting for the Longhorns, catcher number 19, Mariah Garner.
In Vader Land, they seem that third base is open. At this point, quite a few. I'd probably say maybe 2 errors on that last minute, to be honest. But he's real big on the half-line offense, especially with one out of the runoff. So,
and definitely not someone that the Panthers want on the plate with a runner in scoring position. It is number 19 catcher Mariah Garner, although she is 0-for-2 so far in the ballgame. Looking to find her first hit. Down low. They get 1-1 to count now. She previously popped one up over the stands. Against the Longhorns, now a 3-1 lead. The exact score of the Travis Tigers game I pointed out earlier in the broadcast, which would be equally big as a win for the Lady Longhorns. That one once again up against the net. 1-2, one out. Carlin Bees waiting at third.
Hey, watch change up.
Bailey Gray still on the mound for Ridge Point. Garner looks the bunt. Pitch by Gray. Down low. Now 2-2. In a bunt, certainly will suffice for the Longhorns. However, Garner is certainly a player who is going to want the big hit that will ensure that the Longhorns have the potential to take a 3-run lead here in the top of the 5th inning. And Ridgepoint is definitely an opponent that they want to show no mercy against. Don't want to let up, as Conferno would say, you want to have your foot on the gas the entire time.
Yeah, we've seen Mariah Garner here hitting, I believe, 3 RBIs 2 games ago. So definitely has that teammate player ability. And he's real good stuff out of there. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see him make it all the way home.
After a little bit of a timeout here, waiting for the catcher Green to fix her equipment. 2-2, one out against Garner. And she will hit that one foul. All right, Garner, as I said in the pregame, has beat only two home runs in the entire season. One, she hit a two-run homer in their matchup against the Austin Lady Bulldogs. That one popped up over the stands and remained at a 2-2 count. Great support by Coach Emily Witt. You know Mariah Garner is going to want to hit here. Steps back into the batter's box. Still 2-2. Harlan D's getting a third. Longhorns 3-1 lead. Garner pops that one up. Second baseman has it. Simmons has it. She catches it. Now two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. That'll bring up number one, Kate
Dolan. Now batting Longhorn right fielder, number one, Kathleen Dolan.
Kate Dolan, right fielder, and number one of the Lady Longhorns. She is one for two with an out to right field and a single so far in this ballgame. As me and Nathan touched on, it's really the depth for the Lady Longhorns that has allowed them to have such a great season. Hopefully it will help them drive in Carlini's at home. That one popped up to Gray, and that will leave Carlini's on third. No matter, as the Lady Longhorns add one run to their lead, a 3-1 score here at Richmond High School in Siena, Texas. It's currently 6:46, so when we come back, give you just a little bit more Lady Longhorns varsity softball. We'll send you over to George Ranch High School, where Tom Brando has you for Longhorns varsity baseball as they take on the Travis Tigers. So, for Instagram, I'm Nathan and Vaughn. You're listening to GR Sports here on the GR HSI Radio.
Summer is barbecue time. Root is barbecue. Time for our slow-smoked brisket, sausage, or ribs. For 25 years, Rudy's has been the official barbecue of summer. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Quickly back out to Ridge Point High School. Lady Longhorns lead 3-1. Keenan?
Thank you so much, Tom. Lady Longhorns leading 3-1 against the Ridge Point Lady Panthers in Oh Sweet Caroline.
Leading off the bottom of the 5th inning, Lady Panthers, center fielder, number 24, Callie Mae.
Yes, Callie Mae, number 24, is at the plate for Ridge Point. The time is 6:48, so in just a couple of minutes, we'll send it over to George Ranch High School, Tom Durango, for Longhorn varsity baseball. Got a little bit of time, though. Kelly May had a pop out in the circle back. However, Philip Hicks went over to left field for a single. Already, Ridge Point still.
Coming to the plate for Lady Panthers, second baseman, number 15, Jamie Duresti.
Jade Uresti, the second baseman, one for two in this matchup. Back up at the plate. Bang on the first pick by Thompson. That one outside to the left. Oh, and Mays was a little late at first base. However, first baseman Cameron Kubion couldn't quite get her glove on it, so she'll be safe at first base. Uresti still at the plate. Longhorn 3-1. 1-0 count.
Thompson. The pitch, that one popped up way past the stands. One one count now. And Nathan, I think you have said it, and I love when you say it. Defense wins championships, and the Longhorns have certainly been an example of that, and it's a big reason why they're leading up so far.
Yeah, just an outstanding defense, and we're seeing each position out here get work. So, you know, they're all getting that blood pump and all getting a little bit of that tackle. So, I have to say,
All right, folks, we'll break away from Ridgepoint High School. Ball game in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lady Longhorns leading the Lady Panthers 3-1. Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk down at Ridgepoint High School. Keenan will be calling in with reports until that one is finished. Lady Longhorns trying to win their seventh consecutive game. Back here at George Ranch High School, Jason Ford is standing by for the call with the Longhorns and the Travis Tigers. The George Ranch Longhorns here trying to win their fifth consecutive game. We'll drop off the air for just a moment, then we'll be back with Longhorns baseball from George Ranch. You're listening to Live Baseball and Softball on GRHSI Radio.